In a startling turn of events this week, Blastoff has resigned from the Combaticons. He has teamed up with Astrotrain to form a new subgroup, the Space Shuttle Super Squad. In his public statement, Blastoff stated, "I have not been happy in the Combaticons. All I ever hear is, what does a space shuttle have to do with combat vehicles? It is very tiresome. The fact is that the most important military fact of this century is that there is no way to repel an attack from outer space. As a space shuttle, all I need do is fly to the asteroid belt, or Earth's moon, grab a 100-ton rock, and drop it on Earth. Earth's gravity does the rest. Its speed at impact will be 11 kilometers per second, resulting in a concussive explosion equivalent to a 2-kiloton atomic bomb. Rather than having nothing to do with combat, all will soon see that a space shuttle is, in fact, the mightiest combat form of all." At this point, Blastoff began laughing maniacally while Astrotrain clapped his hands and whistled, using his train whistle. The new team, dubbed the SS for Space Shuttle, has been approved by Megatron, who is reportedly eagerly drawing up new battle plans that he believes will end the war once and for all. We asked Bruticus to comment on Blastoff's departure. He said, "I am sorry that Blastoff did not get the public respect he deserved and felt he had to leave. We always respected him and our team. I still hold out hope that he might reconsider his decision. I'm not sure how we'll get along without him. I'd give my left arm to have him back." Finally, we asked the Autobots to comment on the new menace of Megatron's SS. Ultra Magnus replied, "I wouldn't exactly call this a new menace. As far as we can tell, Blastoff is a little bit crocked, because he clearly got this idea from an essay by an Earth science fiction writer named Robert A. Heinlein, and I don't think he realizes it was written back in 1950. The modern combination of human and Autobot technology makes vaporizing large meteorites and shielding ground locations from bombardment relatively trivial. But don't quote me on that. We don't want them to know how bad their plan actually is."